Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, you will always have a reason to thank Him. Nobody will take away your song. God will always be faithful to you and to your families. There are blessings in Scripture for those who praise Him. And every one of those testimonies will be yours. Amen. Say louder, amen. Amen. Now, we are still going to praise God, but let's have our seats briefly. Now, the thing about praising God is that God doesn't really look at how coordinated it is as much as He looks at the heart where it is coming from. And I don't know, but there are some of us who look at our lives and we know that if not for Jesus, and we've not been so perfect too. It's not as if we've been so perfect. We are not. But God is mindful of us. Huh? This short message I'm preaching now is best preached in Yoruba. The dead are not even aware that they are dead. It's just like when you are sleeping. Don't wait till you have no time again to do the right thing. You see, there are some things that you can never do wrong with God. When you do them, you can never be wrong. One of those things is praising God. I used to know a man who was our neighbor. The man was a very radical sinner. Huh? He doesn't play with sin. As in, he doesn't mess around. He commits sins in flying colors. And before you judge him, he will tell you, I know I'm a sinner. So don't worry that God knows what He will do for me. But me, I know I'm not like you. You are a good Christian. But just leave me. But this brother, anytime he has a big problem, you just notice he disappears. He will travel and go all the way to Lagos, Redemption Camp. And when those of you that are used to Baba, you are close to Baba, he will go and look for a corner. This man is rich, but it's just that he likes enjoying life. He likes life, you know. Magbadu. So when Baba is preaching and says, shout hallelujah, the man will be rolling on the floor and be saying, God, me, I am not claiming to be like these people, but I'm here to praise you if you can help me. And everybody in my area goes to camp. So by the time we all get back, we'll see him. I was at the camp. And he will tell everybody, I was more blessed than you. And truly among us, he was the richest. You see, why is it good for you to study your Bible? There are certain things that when you read them in the New Testament, you may not really understand the weight of what you have read until you go back to the Old Testament. For instance, you may read in the Bible, in the Scriptures, where Jesus said, as Abraham, before Abraham was, I am. The people who were in that meeting, who heard him say, they wanted to stone him. Because they understood what exactly he meant. Not just what he said, what he meant. It's not just about Abraham, that name. It's about the fact that Abraham was the man that God had a covenant with. The reason why the nation Israel exists today is because of Abraham. Abraham was not looking for God. It was God that found him. Can I preach to somebody this morning? Do you know that there are certain things about your life that don't require faith? Was Samuel looking for God? Samuel just found himself in the temple because his mom bargained him away. I pray though that if God gives me a son, I will bring him back. Am I the son? He says, so what next? I say, oh yeah, we are going to church. Imagine you come here and you meet a young boy, always in this church, and his mom is at home at Magodo or Lekki. Because the mom promised God that if you give me a son, I will return. You see, sometimes we are playing. The stakes are very high, but your own stakes are low. What Satan bet on your life, the bet Satan put on your life, even you can't believe it. So to crash that bet, you have to stake higher. Satan said, this one will not have a child. And to ensure she had no child, he put a second wife beside her. That as long as this woman was living in offense, she won't have a child. Some of you are not aware about how powerful offense that you are offended at somebody, how it can shut the heavens. Even though you are speaking in tongues, it will shut the heavens. Your prayer will not leave that room. This woman was a good woman, but she suffered until she raised the stake. Please, let me tell anybody, raise the stakes. You have to raise the stake. Say, Teba Fumi, if you give me this child, this child will serve you. Some of you, you are a product of those kind of prayers, but you've forgotten now. You have gone to school. You are speaking English through your nose. You did it. Your parents forgot to educate you on how you came to this world. Again, I ask you, which faith, which prayer did Samuel pray to start hearing God's voice? Majemuni, his covenant. The foundation of his life had already prepared him for the kind of person he would be. Some things are not necessarily faith. It's positioning. How you are positioned, how you are. You know, I told you this message is best preached in Yoruba language. So, there's a way you stand. You will see some things. If you stand like this, you will not see it. Many of the people you envy, they have altars where they bow down. But they will not tell you because they know you cannot accept. You prefer them in suit. Okay, let's leave Samuel. Which prayer did Abraham pray for God to call him? Was Abraham looking for God? Did Abraham want God? Did he desire God? Was Abraham a happy man before God came? So, but some of you are following God because of happiness. But you can be happy without God. Do you know if you decide to free yourself? Now, I don't even want to hear anything again. Do you know you'll be happy? At least until you die. You now realize there's heaven and hell. But here, you will be free. Somebody said, since I stopped going to church, I became a free man. From the day I told myself, I was listening to the guy online, that God doesn't exist. I became free. I'm not burdened. I do whatever I want to do. I'm happy. I don't say you. He was not inviting people to try it. See, we're all evangelists. It's just what we are marketing that is different. But look at every one of these people. Okay, leave Abraham. Was Saul praying for a kingdom? When Saul met Samuel, What was he looking for? Donkeys. Forget about the fact that there's pattern in everything. Pattern. His father, Saul's father, those donkeys were their, in those days, like what you would call your tractor, your equipment for your business. So they lost two equipments, two diesel generators. They woke up, they couldn't find it again. So imagine that you wake up as a businessman, the main machine or equipment you use for your business vanished. And nobody could explain how that thing developed legs. So that man filtered away his business. Saul became king. He also filtered away a kingdom. Pattern. Pattern, if you study pattern, you will know what you are dealing with. David. Huh? When it's people like David, always praising God. He get why. Go and check that man very well. David was the son of a, was not a legitimate son. He was a bastard. When the prophet asked the man, Jesse, bring your son, they didn't call David. Because according to their custom, David was not actually a son. So it means brother Jesse played an away match. He played an away match and they scored there. So the result of that match was David. So that's that kind of son is when you send the kind of message, I'm going to be taking care of sheep, because you don't really want people to see him. He will just grow up. Asha marry, Sha. He will just marry another girl like that. They will move on with their life. So, but he had Shammah. The scripture says Shammah from his shoulder was taller. Eh? Those are the kind of people you want as your king. If I invite you for a training seminar, you want to see who will be the speakers. There's one guy in South Africa. His name is Vusi. Yeah. If I tell you Vusi is going to be here, and you are going to South Africa, Kenya, won't you find your way back here? You move your flight because Vusi is from his shoulder. He's taller. If I tell you Vusi will be here, Dangote will be here, Harvest World, let's receive the business giants of Africa. This place will not contain us. That's the day you will know that people actually know our address here. I was trying to describe this place to some person. I know you, I know. Is it not across the, say, you have your faces on? I say, you know this place? Say, are you? I say, now, wow, it is where. When they asked the man to bring his son, he did not call David. You can suffer for other people's mistakes. The man did not want to be identified with his own son. Until the prophet said, we will not sit down until that boy gets here. So the boy who became king was a boy that was not even meant to exist. If that man had stayed with his wife, there would be no David. Fast forward to the future. David went out, played an away match. They had Solomon. Are you seeing pattern? The person who also became king was also a boy that was not meant to exist. But you see these two people, both David and Solomon, they became close to God. They became very close to God. The boy that, the idiot that Solomon gave birth to, that one did not even, he was born into wealth, so he did not know anything. That one just took the kingdom, he sold it, collected change, and moved to Cambodia. He just sold it. He said, do you want a kingdom? You take. He said, what do I need this one for? He said, and that was the problem. The day Israel became two countries. So when you see David in the book of Psalms, always saying, praise ye the Lord. Ojutiri, I have seen. Because a king is not secure by the multitude of an army. That you have 100,000 soldiers is not your security. Because the person that will kill you may be one of your soldiers, a spy, that has been planted there. So David later told us, say, blessed are those who trust in the Lord.
than those who trust in chariot. Your chariot can be your degree. Your chariot can be your connection. Your chariot can be your friends, your husband. Can be anybody. Can even be your pastor. But God says, blessed are those who put their trust. In who? In the Lord. Let's read Psalm 67 from verse 1 to the end. So when you look at all these guys that I have mentioned, especially if you have seen a lot of challenges in your life, I tell them, and if they are here, they will testify. Okay, that's Joshua at the back. I tell them, I'm not a fool. And your mother is not a fool. If you don't serve the God that we serve, you will suffer. We are not fools. When you see us the way we hold Jesus like this, we are not fools. So. We can. Your mom and I can decide to be living couples. Huh? The way they do it in America. Where you can, we are married though, but everybody can be doing what they like and, you know, just for, you know, variety and, you know, just, you know, yeah, you know, just to go out and see what else is out there. You know, can we can decide not to be pastors again. We won't be the first. And the world will talk about it, and then Instagram will move on to another person. And when you see the way we do our things, it's not that we are fools, but eyes are seen. I have seen all those countries who say there is no God. Go and look at them. Go and look at them. There is nothing to envy about them. Even when you say, oh, I'm going abroad because of my children. Really, look at those people you say you are going to meet. What is there to really envy about them? A godless nation. A nation where you cannot correct your own child. A nation where the moment you get to that country, that child no longer belongs to you. It belongs to the government. A nation where your child is your mate and can call the cops on you. A nation where your child will tell you, Daddy, when you get old, I will take you to old people's home. So as wonderful as those things are, for those who like it, when you say that is your own dream, do you know exactly what you are talking about? Do you know the warfare? Some people went there and they ran back. Because they realized this place is not for me. That I cannot correct my children. No, me, I follow the Bible. If there's a kind of offense you commit, I will flog you. I'm not emotional. I'm like this because my parents also flogged me. So it's not a crime, as far as the Bible is concerned, though, to train your child. So my highest and greatest gift to God is that I present godly children to Him. So that I can say to Him on that day, well, you gave me 3 children, they are also serving you. And their own children also serving you. This is my best gift to you. Myself, I'm still here with you. My wife is here. So what do you consider good enough a gift to the Lord? As we close this year, can you make a decision? Maybe for you, you want to make a decision that from now to the end of this year, you will not complain again. Because the same energy you need to praise God is the same energy you need to complain. Some of you have seen suffering pro max, only for the Lord to explain to you that man shall not live by bread alone. That's why God allowed you to go through all those things. And if you think money will give you joy, you will have it very soon. You now realize that it is the joy of the Lord that is your strength. Money is good. It can make you happy. But it cannot give you joy. Actually, the work of money is to now convince you that to have joy, you need God. So personally, I know some people are very anointed. They will tell you, I don't pray for money. I don't know. Me. When I need money, I still go to God. Africa. I don't know where else to go. And when he called me, he told me, before this church opened the door for the first day, he told me, you must never, as far as this church is concerned, no, as far as your life is concerned, he said, for the church, no problem. He said, for you, I do not permit you to go to anybody and say, I need 20,000 till next week. So I do not permit you. So I say, if I need something, say, if I don't give you, die. How many of you can hear such a thing and not run away and change your address? That your own brother or your sister, your own biological sister, the Lord said, don't ask him. So that means I now have to go back to scripture and say, those who got what they wanted from God, how did they do it? Huh? That's the purpose of the scripture. So that you won't put your faith on what Pastor Gbenga is saying. What is the word of God saying? Then I went to the scripture. And I saw a brother that the prophet said to, that prepare your house for you will die. And the man went to God and said, I cannot die. It's not. Meanwhile, if Isaiah tells you anything, Isaiah's word is more sure than your president's word. If Isaiah tells you there will be snow in Nigeria tomorrow, go and buy an overall jacket, buy the boot, don't go out. Because Isaiah's word is more potent than the Meteorological Society of Nigeria. If Isaiah tells you are going to be king tomorrow, go and sow agbada, because you'll be king. If Isaiah says to a man that he's a king, do you know what it means to tell a king he will die? So what if he doesn't die? The king that has the military, navy, air force. It takes a king to speak to a king. God sent a prophet to tell a king, your time is up. You must really be hearing God to tell my own president in this country, my own president, president general. It's God, Abi. Don't say it. Laniwa, we know that it is God, but don't say it. I don't want problem. Because if that man does not die, I don't want them to level this place down. They say his church is in Maryland. Ejo, we have pursued him. From the day he made the announcement, we've sent him to Moway. It should be good. That we don't want him. God bless Mr. President. God bless Mr. President. God, anywhere you are, God bless you. Okay, so he's not here. We have sent him away. Okay, God save you. But this other king was wise. So when they said to him, he would die, there was no point talking to Isaiah. He faced God. The person who sent him, he was in Leron. You send this man. Let me talk to you. Do you know you can talk to God yourself and convince him? Do you know God can be convinced? As far as God is concerned, the man is a dead man. If you don't know what to tell God, use chat GPT. Say, I want to convince God on why I will not die. Give me five reasons. Try it. Okay, try it when you get to see the answer. Let's even know the answer. Maybe ChatGPT is mad or stupid. Let's see. Just say, I want to convince God on why I should not die. Give me five reasons. This man was sick. He was dying. A prophetic message came forth. And the man did not talk to the prophet. He did not say, please, Joe, what can we do? He faced God. Come on, tell your neighbor, turn to God. Maybe all these things you are going through is because God has not heard your voice. You've complained, though. God knows you are complaining, but he has not heard your voice. The man said to God, the dead cannot praise you. Do you know the meaning of that statement? God, you know me. When I was very healthy, you know me. Any small thing, I will dance for you. I will praise you. You know me. If I die, nobody will praise you. Was that the only man living on earth at that time? But you see, at that moment, it is what God already knows about you can present. Not if you save me, I will. No, 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 no. What have you done before now? Man, I said, nobody, you know me. I will shake my body for you. I'm not ashamed. You are my God. You are my king. God did not talk to the king. He went back to the prophet. Who sent you? Go back. Tell him 15 years. That was the only man in the scripture who knew the day he would die. To date. But who was that man? He was a man of praises. The way many of you pray 3 hours, if you can be praising God like that, you will see fantastic, bombastic results. There was this, what was the name of this king I was talking about? This same king received a letter, a love letter from one king that this time, you know the way our thieves, and they write letter to our community that tomorrow we are coming to rob. you people live at around Magodo and this thing. If you live where me I live, they write letter to us. Say, allow, we are coming, people should gather, 10 million. They will write address to the community chairman. So if you want to run, run. But we must collect that 10 million tomorrow. They will. Sorry, you people don't know about this thing. You only read about it. Do you know? Okay, then if they have ever written letter to your community, raise your. You just see people. They have written only ethical letter. They have written letter. Say we are coming tomorrow. So now you do I run? Do I stay? Your wife is also looking at you. That I want to know if you're a man. I'll just beg you, Joe. Don't let me be a man. Let us run. I'll be a man next tomorrow. But for now, let's leave this community. And if you have some type of wives that some of us have, so I've told you I don't want to stay here anymore. After I don't like this community. After this is not the time. There was a time many years ago we wanted to buy a car, a Jeep. The Jeep was coming at a very fantastic rate. Too. And me, my innocent mind, church mind, I just told my wife that I want to buy this car. My wife now said no. I said, I'm not asking for your money. It's my money I want to spend now. What do you mean by no? My wife said no. I said, no. You cannot say no. It's my money. She now said, if you buy this car, we must move out of this area. You know, women can be very deep. I said, what's wrong with this area? This area is good. She said, look at the area. Who else drives that type of car? That means thieves will be coming to our house. I said, I'm not buying car again. I'm happy in the Lord. Amen. So that guy, this king was written, a letter was written to him. And he took the letter. You see, when I read the Bible, this is how me I read. I look at how people behaved and how God responded. They wrote him a letter. We are going to, if you don't perform, if you don't meet your target, we'll sack you next month. The guy took the letter and brought it to church. He took it to God in prayer. That's what it meant. God, this letter is not for me. It's for you. They said they are going to sack you next month if we don't perform. God did not answer. God did not answer the king there. God went and he killed everybody. Everybody, 180,000 people. Ha! This God that is very silent when he judges. This God that is very quiet. You will think he didn't hear you. He will go to the other camp. Who wrote the letter? Oh yeah, all of you gather. He sent two angels one night. The battle was the next day. God left them. They moved. They were eating. They knew that there was no way Israel would be able to stand against them. But the Bible said the earth is the Lord. And the fullness, one of his name is the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. He is not a God that runs away from battle. You want to fight? That's what we do here. That's what we do. And God fights from his seat. When Satan was making noise in heaven, God did not leave his seat. He just looked at it. He said, you, I will reduce you. And he did. 180,000 people died because a king wrote a letter. You know, I said something when I started. I said, when you read some things about God in the Bible, you need to go back in the Old Testament and see the context. When you hear that God is powerful, when you read a story like that, it's as if God stopped every other thing and said, somebody wrote a letter here. Let us look at that man. Who is he? Who is he? Say, we don't know him. You don't know him. Michael, you don't know him. Angel Gabriel, say, I've never heard his name. What they are trying to tell is that you are nobody. They are about to make a decision on your life. But they will first tell, like, who is he? I don't know. Where is he? They say, it's Syria. I don't know. Who is the last person I know? Say, I don't know. What. We don't read about them in the newspaper. Do we have anybody there? No, sir. Nobody. No embassy. Say, And he wrote letter. He asked him, sir, this is the letter. He even signed it. Okay. Get me 2 commanders from the... I will not go. Let them undo it. Sir, wipe them off. Sir, I say wipe them off. All right. The angel did not even give them a fair chance to fight. He waited for them to sleep. You see this God of the night, this God that behaves as if he doesn't talk, but he acts. That is why you must praise him. Because when you bring your case before him, he will not talk. But you see those people that have pointed fingers at, he will go and answer them. Come on, say amen. I said he will go and answer them. That's why I praise him. I don't have any other place to go to. I've read it in the scriptures. I saw when, you know, there are prisons and there are prisons. There are prisons where when they take you there, you will know that you are in prison. Oh, yeah. Let me not bore you with my historical research. But there was a brother, Brother Paul and Brother Silas, who they were thrown into the innermost prison. And that type of prison, you will not even have time to preach because your hands and your legs will be locked, docked into the, will be shackled like this. Huh? Will be shackled together and your legs. So even if you want to be proud, when you move and you notice you can't move, you will be humble. Huh? So, but they must pray at night. So, what do? We cannot pray alone. We are in pain. You just begin to hear. The Bible says the Lord indwells the praises. Do you understand the weight of that statement? He indwells. What that means is that wherever praise is lifted, he will fill the capacity created. It's like a bowl. It's like a, it's, God will fill the space. That means every time I praise God, there's a vacuum, a space that is created. And if that space is big, God will fill it to the degree. So that means their praises in the prison was not just praise, it was high praises. Are you with me now? Now, your praises make a lot of meaning to God when you are in pain. When you are going through a lot of challenges and you should be crying and you choose to praise him, it makes a lot of meaning to God because God knows that you are in pain and you have chosen to praise him. When they tell you that, oh, we are going to downsize, we are going to do this. Whoever is in your office or your neighborhood will say your madness has started. But this is how we fight our own battles here. We don't offer animals. We don't kill goats and ram. This is how we, when the devil tells you are not going to be married. When they tell you to come and do ECG, MRI, mammogram, sonogram, synthetic, fiber, when the doctor gives you all the test, dangerous looking test, to come and, you know, there's no, it, you know the painful thing about those tests is that when they, when you do those tests, they will not see anything, no, but they've collected the money. Now, I expect you to refund my money because you did not see anybody say, that money is gone forever. But do you know that sometimes when you feel so sick and you do those tests and the result comes out clean, you start feeling better? It's like a psychological thing. You start feeling like, okay, I'm actually fine. But before then, you thought you were shivering into the hospital. They say, oh, MRI clear, mammogram clear, urine analysis clear, stool analysis clear. They say, okay, doctor, what is wrong with me? They say, we cannot find anything. But you told me that you will see something. I am telling you that it was the praise and the prayers of Paul that attracted an angel. The angel came with earthquake. Not a dream. Oh. You see, anything you see in the Bible can happen again. The angel came to the prison because of two brothers praising God. The moment the devil takes away your tongue, the battle is over. The angels broke the prison with earthquake. You don't understand? Kirikiri. Because there was a brother there, two brothers, praising God. You cannot praise and be in bondage. That's the meaning of that message. We will not allow you praise God and be in bondage. We will not allow you praise God and remain in bondage. We will not. It is against the law of heaven. It is against the law of heaven. You cannot praise him and we will allow you. Go and read the scriptures. Every time people lifted up genuine praise to God, go and see what happened. The reason why we are not getting the result those people had is because we are dancing to a song. We are not praising. Very tiny difference. Before the end of this year, right now it looks like nothing is happening. December 31, when we come back here, there would have been a quick walk. Yeah. I said there would have been a quick walk. Yeah. There would have been a quick walk. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Many times when you will have to praise God, you will not feel like it. Drag yourself. The problem is that many of you want to feel it. Yes, sir. You don't need to feel it. Huh? Go and buy a Bluetooth speaker. Please, somebody should bring that thing to me. Because some of us need to see it. This is a Bluetooth speaker. Don't waste your money buying home theater. Just buy something like this and connect your phone to it. And stop watching all those devilish things. Go and subscribe to Nathaniel Bassey and Dunsi. And let the Holy Ghost enter your room. Leave this thing on overnight. It has a battery, don't worry. And you are even living around the Band A region, so whether you use the light or not, you will pay. So just connect your Bluetooth and let your song. Don't always allow your phone battery get drained because of WhatsApp chat. You know, that's the only time some people are humble. Babe, I need to call you later. My battery is low. Okay, now, this week, the battery will be low, but it's not because of her. You are being deliberate about your environment. Don't forget the principle. You are not permitted to be in bondage if we can hear your voice of praise. You are not permitted to be in bondage. If God needs to move the earth, he will do it. If God needs to release an earthquake, he will do. If God did it for two brothers, come on, we are more than two here. Yes. I said if God found two brothers worthy, maybe a couple, a husband. Look, if you have a brother, a sister, who is not saved, take their picture, put it on the altar, and begin to praise them into salvation.
Hallelujah.
Begin to praise them. You've been talking, nothing happened. Say, this one will not die. This one, in fact, now, because you wasted my time praying, you'll be a pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you, every time I have to go to the hospital, even when I know that I'm not doing very well, I've been very busy, I still talk to God and I say, Baba, I don't have anyone, no. I say it secretly. I say it publicly. Do you know that the words you say, God actually pays attention? The question is, how weighty are those words? What kind of words do you say to God? When you say to him, I have no one, do you really mean them? Or are you just being romantic? When you say to God, I have no one, I don't know what to do. I don't know the way to take. What you are saying to him is, the next job I am going to do, you are the one that will give me because I don't know. The husband I will marry, you are the one that will give me. Because I don't know. The car, whatever, you just took your life and you gave it back to him. It's not, you are not speaking empty words. Haven't you seen people that didn't know about a job, they didn't even apply, and they got the job? In millions. Correct job. Correct job. My wife is an example. Her last two jobs, she didn't apply. He is a God of all possibility. Listen to me. And that is about to become your experience.
Amen.
Amen.
So, as we enter into the second service, I want you to know why you have decided to praise God. But please remember, there is no one that is permitted to remain in chains if that man can lift up his voice of praise to God. As we enter the second side, I want you to remember everything that God has done for you. Remember when you were sick. Remember when the doctor gave you a bad report. Remember when maybe someone died, or remember when somebody was sick. Remember when you passed through a lot of challenges. Now, if you want to hear a very deep message, I would rather you have a deep experience. So this morning is about you having a deep experience. And this is the key to having a deep experience. If you have any sickness in your body today, I want you to tell Jesus, if this sickness does not go, it will praise you. This is not a motivational message. I have just shown you from the scripture, Brother Paul and Brother Silas. I've shown you about Hezekiah. I've spoken to you. There's also a type of prophetic praise we engage in after we win a battle. The Bible spoke about prophetess, what's the name of Moses' sister?
Miriam.
After they crossed the Red Sea, she was the one who broke into a prophetic song. Do you know there's this song we normally sing in the church? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. It's the song of Miriam. It's the song of Miriam. Even our brother Moses, in all his anointing, did not know how to sing. But look at how Miriam responded to the deliverance. She brought a song. Every time you listen to me, if you wake up in the morning and you wake up with a song, that means certain things happened overnight.
Yes.
Certain things happened overnight. Depending on the kind of song, you will know where the battle is at. If you wake up with a song of victory, that means that was the Holy Spirit telling you, begin to thank God, because a lot of you just slept, you are snoring while we were walking. So your spirit is sensitive and smart. It picked the frequency. And when you woke up, you began to sing, who is like unto you? That is God telling you. That is God telling you, you have won the battle. The doctor gave my mother a bad report. And she's about almost 75 and still hasn't done any surgery. Free. And she told me, she said it was when I went to to Living Faith Church. She told me. He said the way I praised God that day, I knew something happened. I could not explain it. But that was how she got her freedom. She did not see the pastor. The pastor did not lay hands on her. It didn't matter where she sat in church. She just went to God and danced. I have four children, no husband. She danced and God removed the fibroid. Rise on your feet. I want you to give God all the glory. Give God all the glory. Give God all. Let him hear your voice this morning. Let him hear your voice this morning. We come before his presence with thanksgiving, and we come into his court with praise.